Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
Here comes the Playhouse Podcast. Thanks to Bradshaw and Brian Law Offices.
Find, subscribe, and listen.
Our OPP from CC, who basically said, here's the deal. My best friend's getting married. She did invite my husband and myself and one of our kids, but she left the other one off the list because they're too rambunctious. They got too much energy. She doesn't want this kid at the wedding.
I just feel so bad that CC found out through the mail. You got your invite and it says, we would love for you to join with your husband and your two-year-old, but four-year-old, keep them away because
it didn't say keep them away. It just didn't include them. She finds out that she doesn't want the kid there because, well, it's a wild child. We all had one.
That's not a true blue best friend, though. That's not an open line of communication. And now I'm hurt that you think this way negatively in any way about my kid. So sit this one out.
It's the same reason you don't invite that weird cousin, because he's probably going to do something weird.
There's a difference between a weird grown-up and a four-year-old. Four-year-olds, they don't know sometimes right from wrong.
Travis, first thoughts on this when you hear that the four-year-old's getting left off the list here.
Morning. Hope both of you are well. For me, so I actually had this exact scenario happen.
No.
And I should preface it. From what I'm hearing is I think this is a male perspective, Kat. So mm-hmm. on this, one of my really good friends wasn't in the wedding, but consider him a really good friend. Talked to him twice a month probably. Okay. Anyways, he had a wedding in September, and he addressed it to our family, but on the invite said, hey, we don't want a lot of kids there. If you can find a sitter, please do so.
Yeah.
And when I see a wedding invite, it doesn't matter if the whole family is invited or not. I see it as, hey, this is an opportunity for me and my wife to go out on a date night,
oh my God,
celebrate our friends, et cetera.
Yeah.
If it's a family wedding, that's one thing. But if it's one of my friends, I'm going out for the night. I'm going to cut loose a little bit. I'm going to dance, probably drink some. I'm going to find a sitter. Even if the wedding invite is addressed to the entire family, I only see me and my wife's name on it because that's just who I am personally. That's my perspective.
All right, man. Well, hey, good thoughts on this. You open up a whole line of conversation. Thanks, Travis.
I totally agree with him on the no kids at a wedding. Like, it's a vibe. It's a date night and you want to party and you don't want to worry about your kids running everywhere, breaking stuff. That does not sound fun to me.
God, you're getting old and crotchety so fast.
No, I like to party.
Tanya, doesn't she sound like an old woman sometimes? Like, just never happy about anything?
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
All right, Tanya, what weigh in on this?
Your first thoughts on our OPP.
Well, I agree with the gentleman just said. If it's family, yes. Try and figure out how to get the wild child and everybody else involved. If it's your best friend, use that opportunity. Night, let your hair loose, have fun, and you don't have to worry about entertaining the littles.
Mm-hmm. So what you just said is exactly what I said, and I'm crotchety and you're cool.
Yeah,
well,
basically.
I guess what I don't agree with how you feel towards the best friend not including the little child.
She's judgy.
Yeah. You know,
wow.
It's
not working out.
I wouldn't have been so offended by it, I guess.
Now, Tanya, when you see an invite like this come in the mail, you immediately think this is like a no underwear night, right?
Oh my God. Well, for some, sure.
Yeah, for you?
I would probably wear the undies.
Yeah,
I'd get in trouble if I don't.
Maybe not for
the
country
chic
weddings.
That's the reason you don't wear them.
You don't want to go to the country chic weddings with like where you have to sit on the hay bales or anything.
All right. Hey, thanks, Tanya.
How'd that get in there?
Bye.
Take care. This segment has always kind of mystified people. Kat told us a long time ago that if I just know your first name, I think I've got a pretty good chance of telling you what you do for a living. And we've tried this over and over again. And if you want to give it a shot, all you got to do is holler at us. Again, if she gets it wrong, you get some goodies. What's your name, brother?
Matt.
M-A-T-T, Matthew?
Yes, sir.
All right, Kat, what are you feeling with Matt?
Matt, you know what? This is going to be really strange, but I need a last initial.
B.
E as in
Matt
boy?
B. Okay.
Yep.
Matt, you are in sanitation?
I am.
Yeah, like what part of sanitation? Sorry.
I drive a garbage truck.
Wow. Okay.
Nice. And do you have one of those electronic arms?
Yeah, do you have to get out and do it?
No, I drive a rollout truck, so it's more like commercial dumpsters.
Okay. And this is year-round? You don't just do this in the summer, right?
No, all year.
Have you ever found somebody living in a dumpster watching that camera as you crush things? You saved a life?
No, I haven't, but it's happened before.
Well, if Kat doesn't start being nicer to everybody, that might be a thing. Kat just thinks that she can tell you what you do for a living once you give us your first name, which is what?
Polly.
Polly, like P.
Polly or Holly?
No. Polly, H.
Holly.
H.
Okay,
Holly,
yep.
Holly, H-O-L-L-Y. All right.
Well, that'll make a difference.
Yeah, what are you feeling here for Holly, Kat?
Today has been a little funky. I need a hair color. Are you a brunette, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you couldn't even remember your hair color?
I had to look in the mirror. Holly.
Well, I have a dye, so, you know.
Okay. You work with people that have special needs?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what I was saying.
I'm a supervisor of two group homes. Yeah.
So you're a supervisor of two group homes. Okay, and how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it for a good while. I love it. It's a huge passion.
So normally people in this field, they throw me for a loop because it's such a high turnover rate in that field. So I'm glad I got it. Look at me.
Good job.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle. The crowd that was at my house on Friday was relentless when they looked in the back of the garage.
And they saw the recumbent bike?
Yeah. This guy named Al's like, you don't really use this. I go, I'm not allowed to if Derek's around. Derek will walk in the house like, don't let me see you on that.
Every time I see any geriatric person on a recumbent bike, I go, Kat? No, that's not. My kids even now, is that Kat? Like, they immediately think about you when they see a recumbent bike.
And I don't even care. I don't even care at all what you think.
I would care. I don't care about really anything anybody else says about me, but I would I'd have to kick my own ass if I saw myself riding a recumbent bike. You're allergic to it. You're allergic to the thought of being on a recumbent bike.
What if that was your only mode of transportation? Wife's like, you have to get across town right now.
I would army crawl elbow to elbow across the hot pavement.
You're just
versus
drama.
Riding a recumbent bike. And we're just talking bikes today because the one line from Pee Wee Herman, RIP, that keeps going through my head is the, they stole my bike, you know?
Yeah.
Just like, so everybody's got a great one. Dan had called earlier, and I know he had to get to work, so I want to play this back for you. This is his story about the bike.
Me and my buddies all were into BMX at a younger age, and I was going for a 180 over a curb or, like, over a long drop.
Oh.
I missed, and I hit a piece of gravel and slid out. Well, my buddy didn't know that, and he was coming right after me, and yeah, he landed completely right on top.
No!
So what was the injury? He lands right on top of you. What happened?
Like, tire to the head. I got some road rash on my face and whatnot, but he wiped out too and, like, hurt his elbow and everything. We just had to hurry up and pick our bikes up because his bike ended up landing in the middle of the road where, like, cars were actually coming.
Oh, Jesus! But,
yeah. Yeah, those races where you have someone right behind you, like we went to Canterbury for the snowmobile races,
and they
would just be flying, and then they'd fall, and they would have to rush them off, or someone would land on them with a 1,000-pound vehicle. It was just crazy.
Yeah, pretty special.
Thanks, man. Have a great morning, man.
See you too, guys.
Is this Lexi?
Yes.
Thank you for calling so quickly.
I saw your text. I was like, I can't wait for her to call. So as we wrap up the bike segment, tell everybody. And I just read the first line of your text, and I saw this immediately as something I would have done. So tell everybody what you did on your bike.
So I always wanted to try it. My mom had told me no, I wasn't able to.
Weird.
So I was able to ride my bike wherever I wanted. So I went a few blocks over from my house with my jump rope, and I tied it around my handlebars. I stopped at the top of a hill, and I'm like, you know, this should be pretty easy to steer. I started going down the hill and realized that there's really no way to steer with a loose rope on your handlebars.
So you had this like the reins of a horse on your bike,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I crashed. I hit the pavement and I laid there. You know, obviously I was little. I was crying. I was pissed.
Yeah.
You know, I should have just listened to my mom this one time. I sat in the middle of the road for a little bit. I got up and I'm like, well, I better go home and tell mom what happened because I was pretty banged up. And I go to get on my bike and my handlebars are crooked.
Oh. Don't you put the tire in between your legs and just fix it? Did you know how to do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't. They were
crooked
very dense.
The whole way down the road. She's bleeding. She's riding a crooked bike.
Look at him laughing at a young girl.
I see this so much. The vision is in my head. And I'm like, I would have laughed so hard at you at that point.
Do you have kids now?
Yes. I do. I have a 17-month-old.
Oh, okay.
So well, you got a little ways to have to worry about this yet, but I love the vision of her. I just see her sitting on top of this big hill, like overlooking Wabasha.
Yeah.
You know, with the handlebars and the rope going, this is going to be a good time.
Giddy up.
We've got email. We've got email.
This email did not come from a lady named Heather.
It truly didn't. We are changing her name. It came in around 7:15, so on her way to work, and this was on her mind, and I feel kind of bad. It sounds like a rock and a hard place, but she says, wondering how you two would handle this. I'm headed to a job, which I truly love. I have fun. I enjoy 95% of my coworkers, but I have one, though, that is just the person that messes up every situation. It's really starting to weigh on me. She's late for everything. We sit in close quarters, so she's loud, inconsiderate. She monopolizes people's time, has to be reminded to do her work. I'm just so confused. Is there something that I don't know about why management allows this? If she were gone tomorrow, things would be fine. Her duties would be taken care of. I don't want to end up hating where I work. I also don't consider myself a why me type of person. What can I do? You're in management. That would be a good conversation to maybe cover.
I think part of this is, culture that is there right now, right? Like, so whoever her manager is sucks.
I'm thinking maybe your manager isn't, this is where it comes in, like, helpful if you call, because I have some questions, but like, is your manager present, or do you have people that are just muscling through it like you and don't bring it to their attention? If it has been brought to their attention, then maybe shame on them a little bit.
Most of the time, this is a top-down thing, right? If whoever's running your company or running your business doesn't genuinely care about your well-being and they only care about the dollar, then this isn't going to matter to them. They mm-hmm. only care about another widget going out the door, you know what I mean, or another dollar coming in. And they don't have the foresight to say, hey, we're going to struggle in 6 months because people like this are eroding our well-being and stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
a lot of companies don't see that. Now, if you've got somebody who genuinely cares, they're going, hey, we want to set ourselves up for a better future and a smoother road, you know, down the road. Then they'll care and they'll actually say something. But I would fear that if it's at this point and there's one of these knuckleheads running around, that somebody between you and the very top just doesn't care. And yeah. There's really nothing you can do about that except wait out your time. And then maybe take a stab at that position yourself.
And I would hate for you to get to the point where you don't like where you work. You know, I don't know how to make this better. You work very closely in close quarters, she said. That would be very frustrating. Luckily for us, we have our little studio coves and we can kind of separate ourselves from any situation that we want to. But every workplace is different. But you know what? Every workplace has somebody like this.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Every place has somebody who's either eroding your time, eroding your productivity, eroding your well-being. And this one now sounds like it's got to the third one. And when you start not liking to go to work anymore, it just becomes a job and you don't care. Like, and part of it is really, it has a lot to do with your mental health. Like, think about that. An eighth of your time is at work.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, a third of your time is at work. So if you don't like what you do, then a third of your day sucks. That's horrible. The other third, you're asleep. That means two-thirds of your day aren't great.
I know.
Like, holy and Hannah, that's maybe a tough spot.
Maybe you don't want to rock the boat. Maybe you don't want to cause issues. But sometimes if you know other people are dealing with it, there is a nice way to bring it to management.
Blow it up, man. I would. I mean, you're there too much. If you're there for 40 hours, that's too much time to be unhappy because somebody else sucks. What's going on with Kirsten? What are you up to?
Oh, just driving to work.
Excellent. Now, this is virgin territory for Kirsten, Kat. She said she has never heard this game before.
No way.
The rules are super simple. Kat will give you a question. Then you, hopefully, will give us the right answer within 5 seconds. Do it 3 times, get $100. If you stumble or you're not completely sure, just go Lifeline, and then we'll play you a song from the year 2000. And if you can identify that in 5 seconds, then you'll be able to skip that question. So before we get started, any questions for us?
No.
Free.
Wish me luck.
Man, good luck. Free money. Let's get after it, Kirsten. We're rooting for you. Here's your first question. But remember, you got to be quick with the answer because there's no time to Google.
Mammals lay eggs. True or false?
True.
Oh, my God.
No. Oh, no. Yeah.
Wrong. You're wrong.
We're going to chalk it up to first time jitters.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know that's not the case, right? You know that they don't lay eggs. That's a
difference. Yeah, no, I know they don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting us be part of your Wednesday morning. It's Kat and JJ up in here. Good morning.
Technically, that question, there are mammals that lay eggs.
Oh, like which one? The platypus? Yeah.
Platypus, yes.
That's exactly what I thought first.
They're not even real animals. Like, nobody likes to watch them.
There's a platypus. That's real?
They don't do fun things. They're just there.
See,
so.
I would never, ever, ever roll over on Kat because she is the biggest part of the show. She puts the entire show together. But you're right. She was wrong today. And
you know what? I'm just going to quit my job. I'm done. I won't be back.
No, that's on you.
Five different animals that are mammals that lay eggs, four of which are a type of echidna, and then the platypus.
That is trash.
Let's begin now.
Let's get after it, and Wednesday is officially a thing. Good morning. I'm JJ. Kat's here, too. How you feeling?
I feel so productive.
Oh.
I got so much done yesterday. It was amazing. It's weird. When it's payday and it's sunny out, I'm like, go, girl. I got so much done. Gassed up. Got a car wash at Tommy's. Went and got Liam a couple of compression pants. And then went to Chang's Massage. And I love where you can walk in somewhere and they just say, take your shirt off. You know? And I do it. It's weird. I've never met these people. But it was a great session. Like, and then he goes, you are very tight. And I'm like, yeah. He goes, you need to come back. I said, I will. It was so good.
How long do you go for a massage?
I just did a 30 because I had a lot of stuff to do. So I did a 30-minute table. And he just focused on my upper back because of my boobs, you know? I'm just like, they just weigh me down and my back feels so tight.
So do you have the wrong bra? I mean, do you have the wrong support going on if you're so tight?
I have some good support, but it's just like, I don't know. I hate wearing a bra at home, so probably that's where the stress comes from.
Sure.
And, oh, look, I got a new purse yesterday. Look how
that
cute
is
that is.
Big
it
mother.
Is. I need it.
Holy.
And then I got a new wallet, organized that. It was just like really good. Went to Aldi. Do you shop at Aldi?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. So you know the deal where you put the quarter in the cart.
Yeah.
And then there's that whole song and dance of like paying it forward where someone will give you the cart and then you offer the quarter. But then they're like, no, just pay it forward to the next person, you know?
Why wouldn't you just leave the quarter in the cart?
I do.
Oh.
But that's what it is, paying it forward. You just like give the next person the cart without taking their quarter. There was a guy that was standing in the bushes right outside of Aldi when I was walking in.
Pooping.
Eyeing up every cart to see if someone was going to leave their quarter.
He was waiting on quarters.
And I'm like, he's probably gone by the time I leave. By the time I leave, I go bring my stuff to my car. I bring the cart back. He's staring at me. And I put it in the corral, and I didn't take the quarter. And as I was walking back, I quickly turned around, and I caught him. And we locked eyes, and he just gave me, like, the weirdest, grinchiest smile. You know how it, like, curls up
that
right here?
That guy needed that quarter, and you exploited him, man. You made him feel horrible.
I did not.
Yes,
I just
did.
Wanted to see, like, what was going on. And don't take quarters from carts. Like, this is bad karma.
It's better than stealing from someone else. That's a victimless crime right there.
How many does he do a day, I wonder?
I don't know. Maybe enough to get by, and now you're making him feel bad about that. Shame on you.
He's not listening.
That's horrible. How do you know he's not
listening?
Because
he went quarter collecting
all
yesterday.
Radio is free. He could be listening anywhere right now.
I just, don't do that. Don't do that. I just thought it was poor etiquette. And he looked like he just got off of work from the place next door, waiting for a ride. And I'm like,
so he's making a couple extra bucks.
No, I think he just enjoyed taking quarters
from
stuff.
Just be happy not needing that quarter, okay? You got to make sure somebody else feels horrible needing it.
I wanted someone else to grab the cart like I did.
I really thought better of you until this.
Drop me a beat here. This is the Wednesday bed. because they have now been named the most beloved TV family, the Addams Family. So this is Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, yeah, and
what is that guy's name? He's been in everything.
He's your favorite cop from We're the Millers.
What? Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Why don't you get out of here?
I prefer the company of other men.
And then Jenna Ortega, and it is so great. If you have not sat down and watched Wednesday with, I have an 11-year-old. We're waiting for season 2, which doesn't come out until next year, by the way. The Simpsons followed at number 2 and the Brady Bunch at number 3. The U.S. National Institute of Health says sleeping naked can help you lose weight. Researchers say naked keeps the body cool, boosts metabolism, and burns calories.
These are just a bunch of pervs saying everybody should be naked a little bit more often. That's who they are.
I just think like crumbs will get everywhere. There's and some, are you clean?
Right. I mean, just everything creeps up, while you're sleeping. So
this girl, she walks into a subway in Missouri, in Springfield, Missouri. And we've seen this, maybe even throughout the pandemic, there was that dental office that was open and the people came for their appointment. Nobody was there. Nobody. And that's the same case with this subway here.
We walk in subway. Look, nobody's here. Let's check the bathrooms. Let's hope nobody is dead. Nobody's at the counter. Nothing. Let's look in the freezer. Called the second assistant manager. She answered and I told her, hey, I'm at your store. Nobody's here. So I locked the front door and stayed inside. She was there within about 10 minutes. And I told her, now, dinner's on you.
Yeah.
Ah. I took off, clocked out, left the job, and she gave us free dinner for the night.
Can you imagine, though? I mean, walking into anywhere and there's just no one there. You could have went into the till. You could have stole anything.
I just don't understand people's work ethic. You know, it's like, listen, if you wanted to leave, like, at least do the right thing and lock up and then just be done.
Quick sign on the door. Manager.
Yeah. Right. Nobody working today. Go to another subway.
I quit, Jamie. All right, so when's the next Mega Millions?
Isn't it Friday?
Is it Friday, then?
Tuesdays and Fridays, Mega Millions. I don't want to give out wrong information again.
$1,200,000,000 that can't be. No.
So it's every Tuesday and Friday. So it's going to be one. The jackpot was at actually
close to a billion.
No, it was 1.05 billion, and so now it's going to be at 1.25 or around there. Woo! So the next one on Friday. Good luck to you. I said to Derek last night, we were sitting on the couch and we were watching Claim to Fame, and I go, hey, after this, you should run to the general store and get.
The general store? What are you, Nellie Olson?
It's always a general store or a bodega. You don't ever hear about chains selling them. Don't you know that? You always want to hit up like mom and pop owned.
That's a myth. It doesn't matter.
No, there was actually a winner from a Quick Trip. But I'm just saying, most of the time it's like low key. And then it like changes that family's life forever, which I love those stories. But I said, go get one. And he's like, okay, I can. I'm like, no, just kidding. You don't need to. And then I'm like, what if that was our story?
Your winner.
What if that was our freaking story?
And you would use the words general store in there?
I would have.
My son and his merry band of idiot friends are all preparing a journey to Detroit Lakes today. They got to set up for WeFest. So for the last 2 weeks, they've been rummaging around in my garage looking for spare chunks of wood. They went and got a big chunk of plywood. They made themselves a beer pong table.
Oh, my God.
Got that strapped up into Josh's truck last night.
They're going to smell so good.
My son has taken all of his jeans and cut them way too short as far as jorts go. Took all his flannel, cut all the sleeves off. And I'm like, you're going to be a senior in college.
Yeah.
He's like, this is my party time, Dad. I got to get serious next year. I got to get a real job, real home. I said, all right, let her rip, kid. So they were making me feel really, really old because they had said, we got this tent. And it's supposed to be a 6-guy tent. They're going to put 8 guys in there. Mm-hmm. That sounds horrible. But I was like, I would be way too old for that. And they at first, like I had brought 2 air mattresses home from our cabin. He's like, yeah, can we use those air mattresses? I go, yeah, for sure. That's what they're for. No, they're too big. They take up too much floor space. So we're going to have to sleep on the ground. I go, I am just simply too old for that stuff. Immediately in my head,
I'm too old for this.
Exactly what was going through my head.
That's what they see you as.
I'm the old guy. They're like, how old are you? And I'm like, I'm too old to lay on the ground anymore. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
So what are you just too old for? So for me, that's it. I don't think I'll ever, 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 ever find myself sleeping on the ground again.
I don't think it's a scenario that would ever need to pop up. I can't imagine unless you get, like, arrested abroad, you know? Like, where would you ever find yourself sleeping on the ground? I can't even imagine. So, mine?
Yeah, where would you be? You would legitimately say this right away.
I'm too old for this shit.
So I would say anything that has a lot of sodium after 4 p.m. I can't do. My fingers and like my joints get so swollen when I wake up. I have to chug water if I have to. Shoes without proper cushioning in the arches. Man, have I've never felt more like I needed that stuff until this the last couple of years. Like normally flip-flops with, I think maybe there's a half an inch between the skin of my bottom foot and the ground.
Zero support.
And I feel it every single night when I get up. I walk like Derek. Derek's been walking like this for a good decade. And then poor quality jewelry. Ain't nobody got time for that. Like when you get a jeweler, you know you made it, you know? Even if it's just for, I don't know, a Pandora bracelet. That's good quality metal. I'm just saying it's the I made it moment. And I'm too old to go back.
The Playhouse Podcast is made possible thanks to Bradshaw and Brian Law Offices. Catch the live show weekdays from 5:30 to 9 on 104.7 KCLD. Now, share this with a friend.